fellow travelers, welcome to Traversing the Stars. I'm JD Ross with Jeff Haas. Welcome to the mothership.
How's it going?
Oh man, it's going good for me. We just floating on the mothership. I know you're a little bit hazy today, had a little bit of a rough day, but it's okay. We're gonna have a good time. We're gonna have a good episode here. So
I hope so.
Yeah, I think so. Got some announcements right off the bat here, just to kind of get things started before we really jump in here. So wanted to let everybody know at home, we are actually partnering with some friends of mine. And actually, Jeff, you don't even know the full scale of this. There's a whole situation. All right, so we're teaming up with one of my good friends. She's a pinup girl known as Lola Von Lemon. She's actually gonna be on the show at some point hopefully in the next couple weeks. We're planning on something, we just haven't figured it out. So look for her, but she runs with her pinup group, the Hepcat Honeys, a monthly charity event called the I forget the name. It's a long name. It's like the monthly monthly pinup of the month, monthly charity something. So look for more information on that. We're still in January. So January's charity is the Red Cross. So we're looking to do some good with them. So that's pretty exciting. Now, what I didn't tell you about that is they're actually putting a calendar together with this. And somehow I got roped into being on the calendar.
Ooh, what month are you?
I have no idea. I don't know what month I am. I don't know anything about it. I just know what picture that I'm going to be on there with. So
bikini or pasties?
Well, it's going to be very classy. We'll just put it that way.
Ooh. Wow.
I don't know if it's going to help or hurt the calendar, but.
Or us be like, uh-oh, Playgirl, JD. He owns January.
That's right. That's right. You know what? Welcome to Dad Bod Central. So Dad Bod's in. So here we go. I got all the ladies at home for Dad Bod.
All right. So let me get this straight. Okay.
Yeah.
11 months of pinups and you.
Yeah. I don't know how that happened.
Well, there's going to be some really unfortunate guy. He's like, you know, I went for January. I squeezed one out in February. What the fuck is happening in this March?
Somewhere it just ends up like in the middle of the, just in the straight middle, like June, like right in the middle of the, it's a dude.
Yeah, I'd be like, he's going to be confused. He's like, oh, I don't even know what to do anymore. I know this is what I do once a month with this calendar, but oh, man.
Yeah, so everybody look out for that. Obviously, proceeds are going to be going to a good cause. I don't have the full details. Once I have Lola on, we'll be able to talk about that a little bit more detail because she runs all that. I got enough shit going on helping run this podcast with Jeff. So, you know, I can't be worried about that. I got Lola doing that. She's doing a great job with it. We did it last year with my previous podcast, Going Hollywood. We teamed up with them with that. So I'm really happy to team up with them again. I'm really excited about that.
All right. From now on, you got to introduce yourself as Model JD.
That's right.
Model JD.
I was kind of hoping I could be like the mad scientist or something, but you know, I guess I'm going to be the mad scientist. I don't know. Smart is sexy. So you could,
you know what? That's why all the girls are. That's why every nerd in high school was just just covered in women.
That's right. Just beating them off with a stick. Right.
I know I'm smart. The brain is so sexy.
Oh man. Yeah. So everybody look for that. More information on that to come down the road. So I don't have all the deets right now, but more information as all that unfolds.
All right. I look forward to this. Yeah. I'm buying a copy.
Yeah. Right?
A donation for me now officially.
That's right. That's right. And you know what? It will be full of pinup chicks as well. So there you go. Everybody will be happy.
But now this is going to be our banner is now going to have to be your month. It's going to be our banner from now on.
This is like the start of my ego just going insane. Like this is the start of my John Lennon Jesus situation. Oh man. So another little recap we got here. So Scream actually, did you hear that it actually surpassed the debut weekend of Spidey?
You mean that same week or like the ever?
I don't think ever. I don't think it's gotten to ever yet, but like the opening weekend, like Spider-Man hit massive. I don't know the full numbers, but Scream apparently came in and knocked it out of the park for opening weekend.
Well, I know it did really well. Scream 5 is now the number, was one of the biggest Screams since the original.
Yeah.
And, you know, and good for her. I mean, I've heard so many good things, though I'm pretty sure someone spoiled it for me, though they weren't, I'm not 100% sure how definite it is.
But don't say anything. Don't say a word.
I'm not going to.
Because I've got like a set date where I'm going to see it.
Oh, I'm not going to spoil it for you, but someone, they kind of did one of those things where they did like a Facebook post where it's like, I can't believe this happened. I'm like, I was like, you fucking bastard.
One of my friends, I think, was heading in that direction with one of their posts. They said something. I'm not sure if it's like, it sounds like there was a flashback. So I don't think too much was spoiled. But yeah, I had to like kind of just like keep scrolling.
Yeah, I did one of those deer things where you're like, this happened. Been, oh no, why am I still reading? Oh, shut, son of a bit.
Dude, that's the worst. You know? Like, you get this, like, your brain just like tells you to keep going, so you don't even think about it. And then before you know it, you spoiled shit.
Yeah, so I gotta go take the wife to the movie soon before anything else happens.
Yeah, I got a full week. So we're recording this on Wednesday, it should be out by Friday. I got a full week before I go see this, so. Ooh, yeah, it's gonna be tough. Yeah, I gotta really keep it careful. I gotta stay frosty for sure. All right, so that's it for recaps and announcements there. So without further ado, here are some incoming transmissions.
Incoming transmissions. Incoming transmissions.
All right, so this one we are actually starting with a little bit of sad news. This happened today, didn't it?
It happened today. This has been a sad January, and unfortunately, it starts with news connected to Marvel's universe and Moon Knight. Apparently, actor Gaspard Ulliel died today at the age of, I think it was like 36, maybe 37, in a skiing accident. From what I understand of the initial rumors of what happened, he skied into another skier, and somehow that collision resulted in his death.
Damn. I mean, I feel like, dude, I feel like that would be a really tough sport, man. I've never actually done it. I've always like kind of thought maybe I would do it at some point, but like, I feel like it's a pretty dangerous sport. It's how Sonny Bono died.
It's also how there was a Kennedy who died the same way. I think it was like someone in Massachusetts, governor of Massachusetts or some crap like that. I'm just saying.
Which one? I mean, you're like, when you're talking about Kennedys, you really got to narrow that one down.
the dead one. I don't know.
The dead one?
he hit a tree.
Or is it the one that's coming back to be Donald Trump's vice president?
Oh, JFK. No, JFK Jr. died in a plane accident. This one.
I remember that when I was young.
Yeah, this one skied into a tree. And now, I guess, became multiple Kennedys because it's all over the place. But anyways, sorry, that's a bad Kennedy joke. But whatever, moving on. But anyways.
I didn't even catch that at first.
Unfortunately, apparently skiing is dangerous. Anytime you go down the hill really quickly around other things, apparently death can result.
Who'd have thunk it? Who'd have thunk that?
Yes. And some reason, my understanding is they did not finish filming Moon Knight prior to his death. He went skiing in the middle of a time of shooting for the TV show, which I think to myself, should you not have waited until it was at least finished filming?
Well, I mean, to that point though, is you don't think that you're going to get like, I don't think I'm going to get in these skis and I'm going to go have a case of death today.
I will say though, a lot of contracts for athletes and other celebrities do stipulate, do not do anything dangerous during filming periods and are insured for this exact reason.
Yeah.
But the nature of this death and how it impacts the show is yet to be known.
Well, how integral is he to the, I mean, what as far as like the call sheet, where is he on the call sheet?
According to IDMB Pro, he's number 3. He plays Anton Mogert and Midnight Man. So whoever Midnight Man is, he's 3rd on the docket.
I'm not as familiar with Moon Knight as I am with some other heroes, so I'm not totally sure who the comings and goings in this one are going to be.
I mean, he's right after Ethan Hawke, so my guess,
pretty fucking he's, important.
Yeah, I mean, he's 8,900 rated on IDM Pro. So anyone who knows what IDM Pro means for rating of celebrities.
Yeah.
It looks like he's number 3. And apparently he was listed under CNN as the star of Moon Knight.
Wow. So
he's at least big enough to be considered the star of Moon Knight.
Wow, that is a bummer. So, man, I guess they're going to have to really scramble to figure out what they're going to do. I'm betting there's going to be a delay with it then.
I mean, I'm guessing they may try, maybe they'll try like one of those Rogue One Princess Leia type deals where they're like CGI-ing.
They're starting to do that more. I mean,
Well, eventually, I can't remember what the actress was who said that, but eventually we're going to go complete CGI, CGI voice, CGI face, you know.
Great.
So who knows? But yeah, he's like the third celebrity almost we lost this month, just about.
Wow. Yeah. Well, and you know, we haven't really had a chance to on the show officially. So yeah, we got to like kind of give some shout outs to some of the celebs we've lost already this year. I'm counting Betty White, cause that was like,
close enough.
It was like the ring into the new year. So that's definitely, that was a tough one. Betty White, Bob Saget. And like, we didn't seem to lose any dickheads. Like, we're only losing cool people. Cause like everyone I'm hearing about, like with Bob Saget is like nothing but good things. Like he was, you know, I mean, like, it, you know, it's weird. Cause like Saget is kind of like an interesting character as far as how his media was consumed. Cause like we kind of like, you know, when we were younger, we watched him on Full House, and that's when he was like, you know, the straight lace, ha ha, you know, and yeah, everything's great. We're kids, you know, and that's what we're, you know, but as we get older, then like we're finding out, oh shit, he's got like really like really raunchy comedy. You know, he's showing up in Half Baked. I used to suck dick for coke. You ever suck some dick for weed? And that was Danny Tanner. So it's like this weird, his career was kind of a weird like statement on that, like for millennials, I think.
Well, I mean, I've heard that he's a good guy. Obviously, we all become more likable when we're dead.
Of course.
That seems to be the trend. We like you better when you're dead. But I've heard good things. I mean, his comedy.
I can't say I'm familiar with too much of his comedy, to be honest.
I do see his stand-up shows. I will say he is lucky. He's one of those people who's lucky he's funny or he'd be in a lot of trouble.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Like you write, like if you can get away with a lot if you're funny.
Yeah,
and he's definitely in the land of I hate using the word Wilkins, but in the modern world of a little more sensitivity.
Yeah, he
definitely walks that line of danger, but the humor usually carries him through. Luckily, like, he's funny enough.
Like if he didn't have like that like credit, I guess, as like Danny Tanner, and you know, kind of just growing through it. Like if he debuted like now, he wouldn't have made it because like he would have just been canceled.
It's one of those things, like, I think he's lucky he's funny. Like I said, you know, like Michael Richards from Seinfeld?
Yeah.
He wasn't funny, so he got canceled.
Yeah.
Saget is apparently funny enough to carry through.
Well.
And at least he was. And the thing that gets me on Saget, and it'll always get me on when these things happen, is that earlier the same morning, he tweeted out, the show was fantastic. I really feel excited about what's coming up next.
That's
of course he died some hours later. And I think that's gonna be like a social media thing. You know, people talking about how excited they are.
Yeah.
And then obviously these things are gonna happen just by the math of it all.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, that's a bummer. So, well, yeah, rest in peace, Saget. Rest in peace, Uliel. Rest in peace, Betty White. Betty White, that was one that I think the whole world felt that one.
I think so. I think that's very sad. I mean, like, let's keep perspective. She hit 99, for God's sake, almost 100 years old.
Yeah.
How many people in the world can say they lived a life, not even the life that she had? I mean, just 100 years of basically mental health, physical, basic health, 100 years on the planet.
Working until the day she was, until the day she died. And there's a meme that was going around right after it. It was like, you know, it's a statement to how much you've touched the world when you live 99 years and people don't think that was enough. That's
right.
That's fucking beautiful.
Right. I mean, it is, for some reason, like I said, I would, instead of mourning, a celebrator that someone actually pulled that kind of life.
Yeah.
Because that's one of those, once in any kind of lifetime, you're going to see someone who lives that long.
Yeah.
That healthy. That's successful. The only ones I can maybe think of is getting close was like when Stan Lee went in like in his mid-90s, and he just looked a year too early. He seemed like he was still successful and active and everything else. Mm-hmm. That usually doesn't occur. So
I'm going to say Mel Brooks is in that category too, you know, as far as the living goes. So
I will say, you know, hats off.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, to 99 years of success. You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. 99 years of just like a wonderful life. So gotta give it to her. Love it. I love it.
I think so.
Absolutely. Now let's get off this dark topic here. So we're talking about death way too much on this episode so far. So I'm gonna take us into a little bit of a weird one. So are you familiar with the band Coal Chamber?
No.
All right. So are you familiar with Devil Driver?
No.
Apparently, I'm the metalhead here, so that's okay. All right, so I had a weird story earlier in the year. So basically, back when nu metal was like kind of taking over, you know that song Shock the Monkey by Peter Gabriel?
That I know apparently Peter Gabriel.
All right, cool. So they did a cover of that, but the big gimmick they had with that was they had Ozzy Osbourne singing with them. So that kind of helped put them on the map. Cold Chamber. Now, Cold Chamber at one point split up. The lead singer went and formed his own band, Devil Driver. He's been doing that ever since. But we had a weird situation earlier in the year where Raina Foss, the bass player from Cold Chamber, was reported missing. Okay. Now, she was married to the drummer from Seven Dust, Morgan Rose, until like 2003. But it was all just a weird thing. Like, her daughter confirmed like a few days into the whole thing, because like all the heavy metal pages that I'm on, things that I follow on Twitter and all that shit, we're all talking about it. You know, like, Raina Foss is missing. We don't know what's going on with her. Everyone was like, oh, she's gonna turn up dead. We don't know what the fuck's going on. It turned out it was just this weird internet rumor that just got started. Her daughter was like, no, she was never fucking missing. Like, she's been here the whole fucking time.
So they say.
That's right. I haven't seen her. So
that's true. And show if me you the hadn't money. Seen her, exactly. I say suspicion, bring in Monk, get this solved.
That's right. Bring all the TV detectives in. Get all the best ones.
Kolchak. Was it Kolchak? What the guy's name was?
Yeah, yeah.
The Night Stalker.
Wait, Kojak or is it Kojak or Kolchak?
I have no idea. Night Stalker.
I don't fucking know. It doesn't even matter. All right. So I got a lot of TV news for us here today. So just going to kind of crank through some of this. So now I know you know That 70s Show.
Yes, I do.
All right. So everybody knows That 70s Show. Everybody loves That 70s Show. And I think. Okay, now back in the day, they tried to do That 80s Show. It was a massive failure, but they're doing something different.
Uh-oh.
They're doing That 90s Show. But hold on. They're doing it right.
Okay.
What they're doing is they're bringing Red and Kitty back.
Okay.
And it's going to be Eric Foreman's daughter that lives with them in the 90s.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Really? You're going to sit there and say that doesn't sound incredible.
I have an issue with the 90s. I don't know. like the 70s have a feeling. The 80s have a feeling.
The 90s have a feeling.
It has a feeling of shit.
I mean, yeah. Okay. Like, yeah, it got grungy. It got kind of like, but there was some fun shit in the 90s, man. You got to admit there was some fun shit in the 90s.
I grew up in the 90s, and all I remember was how beautiful I was in the 90s.
Dude, but here's the thing is, like, most people that, like, kind of, like, had, like, you know, like, anybody who went through Nickelodeon in the 90s, I feel like everybody that kind of grew up on that is kind of, like, got, like, the same feeling our parents had for the 70s, got a similar feeling. So I think it's going to be a hit. I think it's going to be a hit.
I didn't have cable as a kid, so I can't help you there.
Wow. So you didn't even wait, you didn't even have Nickelodeon?
I did not have cable until I graduated from college.
What the fuck did you do with your time?
I'm telling you, I was mostly just miserable. You know, if my father's listening, this is all your fault. I could be participating in the conversation right now.
Ooh.
See, my dad had, if he had just spent the extra money 30 years later, I could be in a conversation right now.
Well, see, once That 90s Show hits, we can talk about it on the show. We can maybe take you through the 90s at that point. We could do a 90s redo for you.
Oh, that's going to be such trauma. we're gonna have an incoming therapeutic transmission,
right? Incoming therapeutic transmission. That's right. All right. So more TV news. We got a couple announcements coming up. So this one sounds like a lot of fun. So you've played Fallout, right? The Fallout series.
Was it on Nickelodeon?
No. Like the game, the video game series.
I'm just saying. Because no. Okay. Never played Fallout.
All right. So first of all, you got to get on that because it's good times. Fallout New Vegas, Fallout 3. Okay, basically, Fallout 3, the way it was described to me when it first came out was it's basically like Oblivion was out at the time. Elder Scrolls Oblivion. It's basically Oblivion in a post-apocalyptic setting, or Skyrim in a post-apocalyptic setting. But it's all retro-futuristic.
I've never played any of these games. I feel so old.
Wait, you haven't played Oblivion? You haven't played Skyrim?
No.
Dude, okay, I got homework for you.
my wife is the gamer in the relationship.
All right, well, ask her. Joey will know. She'll know what's up.
I guarantee she will. She's a lot cooler than I am.
All right. So, well, the basic premise is like it's a skewed kind of timeline. So like it's retro futuristic. So it's like basically like we're like life in like the 2060s, I think. So a little bit in the future, but it's all like it's like very 50s vibe, very Cold War vibe. All the technology is there. There's like, you know, servant robots and shit like that, but like everything has a very like Leave It to Beaver vibe. Then the bombs fall. Some people end up in vaults, which are basically like giant underground bunkers that this company called Vault Tech builds to keep the population safe. There's a whole sinister undertone with that, though. A bunch of shit going on with that. But then the player always emerges into the wasteland. So in 3, for example, you come out into Washington, D.C., post-apocalyptic D.C. In New Vegas, you come and you're in the Mojave Desert, which is called the Mojave Wasteland, and you go to a futuristic post-apocalyptic Las Vegas that's been called, turned into New Vegas.
Very cool.
They're making a show based on that. Based on that franchise.
That sounds fun, at least. I would like to see Washington, D.C. Yeah. That sounds fun.
Well, and I'm not sure where they're going to go with it because, like, you know, there's a lot of settings. Now, there's a lot of purists, too, because, like, so this is one of those, like, things where, like, you know, like, fandoms kind of get a little bit, like, kind of, like, toxic and kind of weird sometimes. With each other.
You mean, yeah. Like, all the time?
Like, all the time, yeah. Fallout is no exception. Fallout has an extremely toxic fan base sometimes. So, basically, what happened was 3 came out. Now, I'm going to be honest. 3 was the first one I played. This was the first one that was 3D. It was first-person shooter, all that different shit. Now, the first two, though, were like the old isometric games. So like, you'd have like turn-based gameplay, like you only go a certain amount. It's all very RPG. Now there's a lot of purists with that. A lot of people that are like, you know, they prefer those ones. And those ones took place in California. And I'm not sure the city. There was a couple different settings. There's a couple of them. So there's people that are like that, but there was like, one of the newer ones took place up by where you are, is in Boston, post-apocalyptic Boston. So they haven't said much about it. No idea where they're going to make the setting. I would bet they do California, though.
That would make sense. Everyone would like to see a destroyed wasteland up to California, probably.
Yeah. I mean, it's been done so many times, but, you know.
That part is true.
I mean, they could also do something completely unexpected.
They could. It could be in Kansas for all we know, Topeka.
Oh, that'd be lame. Yeah. So looking forward to that. TV stuff. We're getting a couple of reboots, man. Like, I'm not sure how I feel about either of these. We're getting a Quantum Leap reboot and we're getting a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reboot.
Oh, I saw the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air trailer. Oh, my God. They did it wrong.
Yeah.
They did it wrong.
How does it look?
Serious.
Like, oh, like they're going serious with it?
It's a drama.
I don't know.
So so they have all the characters, the same names.
Yeah.
And like Carlton's in it. The guy, not the guy, but the character.
And but I think Will's in it too, right?
Yeah, as, no, it's like Will, Uncle Phil.
Yeah.
The butler guy, I can't remember what his name is. This all the daughters of Uncle Phil, they're all there. But it's taken 100% seriously.
Wow, I don't know how I feel about that. Like,
part
of the charm with Fresh Prince. Now, here's we're talking about 90s. This is pretty much the 90s episode at this point. Like, Fresh Prince in the 90s, everybody loved it, and part of its charm was the comedy element.
I love the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I have the DVD, the seasons on DVD. Will Smith is awesome in
it,
and the fact that they're trying to do it in this way. Feels like a weird ass mockery of the show that we remember.
Yeah. You know, it's either going to be really, really good or really, really bad.
All I know is I'm not watching it.
Yeah. Well, we're probably going to have to check out some of it just to get like, do a transmissions on it. But I
don't know. I think I'm going to do one of those fan things where I just say I hate it without watching it.
Just like stick to that, like never change your mind. Yeah. Well, that's true. We could always do that.
I'd be like, it's stupid. It's a horrible, stupid show and I hate it. Have you ever seen
this show? Boo.
Yeah, but have you seen it? No.
No. Don't even want to. I'm not sure, though. Quantum Leap might be okay because they're not doing it as a reboot. They're doing it as a sequel.
It's got Bakula in it?
I don't know if Bakula's in it. Obviously, what's his name can't be in it because he passed away, but I don't know. It's still like, it's just been ordered. So it hasn't, okay. there's no details out about it yet.
I mean, I guess I'm more okay with that, because that one doesn't feel like tied or anyway to like a, like French Prince of Bel-Air is like a show about in the 90s with this character, and it's Will Smith, and just makes it, it has to be them. I don't think Quantum Leap feels kind of exists in that same world where it has to be that one.
That's true, because I mean, like, part of its charm is it exists in so many worlds, you know, and they never really showed the future. So I mean, they could do a lot with the, like, what the future looks like too.
Yeah, I mean, I that one I could give it a chance, but I mean, I would rather see something original. But if I can go for original, I'll go with Quantum Leap.
Well, Bakula was awesome in it. That was like one of the best shows growing up too. Like, you know, like reruns of that, like growing up, loved it on Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah.
Sci-Fi Channel back in the day was the shit, dude.
I didn't have it until I was in my 20s.
That sucks, dude, because you missed a lot of good shit. There's a lot of shows that you missed.
Thanks, Dad.
Boo this man.
I hope that food you fed us was worth not me not having cable.
That's all I got for TV. Now, as far as movie stuff goes, what you got? What you got? Sorry.
All right. So I got some stuff going on. First trailer came out for the new Obi-Wan TV show.
Ooh,
I'm telling you.
So much Star Wars shit lately, dude.
Darth Vader shows up in it. It looks awesome. Darth Maul shows up in it.
Darth Maul cannot be killed, dude.
I'm telling you, Obi-Wan actually looks like the show the prequel should have been. It hadn't existed well, in the 90s. If it hadn't been made in the 90s, they would have been this good, I think.
Hmm.
So Obi-Wan, awesome. Ewan McGregor is going to be in it.
Nice.
I'm all set for Obi-Wan. Time can't move quite fast enough.
Love it. I mean, dude, we just got the new Boba Fett show. Like,
Boba Fett is pretty good.
Don't tell me I'm doing it. I haven't finished Mandalorian yet. Do I have to finish that to get Boba Fett, or is it
you have to, or you should?
Should, I'm sure, but do I have to be able to stick with it, because I just haven't had a chance to finish
my to enjoy happiness and life? Yes,
fair enough.
Well, I'm actually gonna have one rumor that popped in about Boba Fett. It's not confirmed, but it's the rumor.
What you got?
Harrison Ford returns as Han Solo in near the end of Boba Fett,
just like, really?
Oops, do you know the loose? Okay, sorry, I'm gonna shut my mouth. Sorry. I was pooped out of spoiler.
It's okay, right. It's okay.
But either way, Han Solo supposedly shows up near the end of Boba Fett, and apparently ties into The Force Awakens.
All right. Well, I look forward to seeing how they connect that. So I got to get on that soon. Yeah. Everybody loves Boba Fett. Like, Boba Fett is the shit.
Boba Fett is good. There's purists who are bitching and moaning and crying that,
as you know, they will.
Boba Fett has his helmet off. Boba Fett is talking to people. Boba Fett is smiling. Boba Fett then is not the same Boba Fett. Counter argument: Boba Fett existed only in like 5 minutes of two movies that you care about. Shut the fuck up. Enjoy the movie. Enjoy the TV show. Mm-hmm. It's the best Star Wars you're gonna have, or at least the best Star Wars you probably have had in almost 30 years. So yeah. Shut up.
Yeah. Now another thing too is like, yeah, he didn't talk much, but that's his whole thing. But he's going to talk if he's a central character, and it looks like he's like moving into less of a bounty hunter role and into more of a like kind of kingpin kind of thing from what I've seen in the trailers. So he's gonna have to fucking talk.
I mean, it's hard to explain. It basically a humorous a Boba Fett with some amount of humor.
I don't see the issue with that.
I don't think it really matters. I mean, Boba Fett died getting hit by a blind man and falling into a pit and that burped.
Yeah.
Let's not take him too seriously.
Right. You know? Like, he was cool. Yes. He was everyone's favorite. Slave One was awesome. His whole thing was awesome. You know, all the cool equipment, his outfit looked cool. But yeah, he died by a desert vagina.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So let's quit being so haughty about it. You know what I'm saying?
Let's just enjoy. I mean, like, the fact is, like, we're getting content and we're like getting expanded stories. I think there's something to that. I think it's awesome.
Right. And it's not, by the way, it's not called Slave One anymore. Hope you know that.
No, I'm still gonna call it Slave One. I don't give a fuck. Like, we're talking about the woke mob. Okay, yeah. I'm all about like, you know, whatever woke stuff is or whatever you want to call it. I'm all about being cool, man. Like, I try to be cool, but like, here's the thing, like, it was named that for a reason. Like, it doesn't have anything to do with like U.S. slavery. It's in a galaxy far, far away. Like, I don't know.
I think my opinion on these things are always, did it exist before it became a thing? If so, then sometimes you just got to let it go and be like, you know what? It is what it is, and we can move on.
I don't care. I'm also not like, it's not my ship. You know what I mean? Like,
it's not my ship. And I must admit, and I guess as two white guys too, we got to be a little careful of the argument anyway. But I don't know.
Fair enough, I mean,
is there anyone who's thinking the biggest problem we have right now in society is that Slave One was the name of a ship in Star Wars?
Exactly. Like,
there's bigger problems right now.
I'm all like, about like solving the world's problems, you know, social and otherwise. But like, you're right. I don't think that was the biggest issue, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I can also admit that I might not know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I will say this in the news. The biggest news story right now is that there was a cop who choked out a female cop because she was pulling him away from a black man that he was beating. That's the bigger problem. And changing Slave One's name is not affecting.
If you change Slave One to a different name, that cop is not going to all of a sudden just be like, oh man, I've seen the error in my ways. Like, you got to fight these problems with realistic solutions, and changing the name in a fictional universe is not going to do that.
Right. But I will say they do not mention it at all in Boba Fett.
Fair enough. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, and that's fine. It's Disney owns it. The House of Mouse is not going to get, you know, they're not going to do that. They're just not.
The House of Mouse owns everything. If they ever want to buy this podcast, go right for it. We're asking for 7 figures.
Yeah, at least 8 if we can get them.
Let's see. Oh, I did have one other interesting entertainment news.
Yeah.
Once again, these are all rumors. None of this is spoilers because it's all rumors, okay. Which is also could potentially mean bullshit.
Okay.
Don't quote me on any of this.
Fair enough.
Apparently, the rumor is that there's a photograph of Tom Cruise on the set of Doctor Strange 2 in an Iron Man-like costume.
Really?
Remember, it's called the Multiverse of Madness, so there's a multiverse. And supposedly, Tom Cruise is seen in costume, and there's a photograph of it, and I've seen it. Don't know if it's legit, but it's visible. And anyone who knows anything about the Marvel Universe, Tom Cruise was the original person who was supposed to be Iron Man when it was first considered. So take it with a grain of salt.
I don't know, man. Like, I feel like a 5'4" Iron Man just isn't going to cut it.
Oh, I'm sure he's on an Apple crate. Come on, he's on
That's true. Should I get you a box?
You know, it'd be awesome if they say that to one of these superheroes. Can I get you a box?
I love it. Well, I guess I'm not sure how I feel about that, but like, I guess I don't know, man. I don't like Tom Cruise though. I like him in Top Gun. That's about it.
Oh, Tom Cruise has done some decent stuff. I mean, he was in Legend, which was A Few Good Men. Come on.
I'll give you that.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth. I'll give you that. I'll give you
that's a worth one.
Again, 90s.
No one runs better than Tom Cruise.
He does run a lot.
Contractually, in every movie, I think he does. I think it literally is a continent he has to run in every movie.
Why?
Because apparently he does it well.
Huh. Well, I mean, if you're gonna get paid to do something, get paid to do it well. So,
yeah. So I'm okay. I don't know. Well, it'd be interesting to see what happens. My question is, how much glut is going to be in this Doctor Strange movie? Because there's a lot of stuff in this movie.
Yeah.
But if Dr. Cruise is in it, whatever, it's fine. I mean, he was funny as fuck in Tropic Thunder.
That's true.
You know, so he can make fun of himself. So we'll
see.
That's
true. I mean, and you know what? I always got to respect somebody that can make fun of themselves. That's one of the reasons why I've always loved Arnold Schwarzenegger, because, you know, he went through a period of time where it was like, first of all, he started as an action star, massively action star, but he really transitioned into a lot of funnier roles. And I respect that. Like, he leaned into it. He's like, yeah, I'm getting older. Like, I'm going to make some funny movies now.
Yeah. And, you know, if Tom Cruise Iron Man can jump on a couch and shout, I'd be like, you know what? That'd be a nice in joke.
That's got to be a meme. I need to make that.
So that sounds cool. Last piece of information that I have.
Yeah.
Spider-Man rumor.
What you got?
We had a special Spider-Man No Way Home episode. Anyone who knows us has watched it, or if you haven't, go check it out.
Wow.
I went a different direction than you.
Massive shade. Like, holy shit.
All right. I went a different direction. That's fine. See, that's why I'm in darkness in space and you're at a nice, is happy ship. So
that's right.
Whatever.
Anyway, go check that episode out. What's the rumor?
Okay, for spoiler.
Mm-hmm. Spoiler.
Mm-hmm. Tough shit if you keep listening.
Mm-hmm.
There's a rumor. We all know Doctor Strange wiped the memories of Peter Parker being Spider-Man
Yep.
across the entire world. Okay.
Yeah.
The rumor is one Avenger still remembers.
Which one would that be?
That's the point.
Ooh.
So the question is, which Avenger would it be? Interesting. Now, there's a few options. One, yeah, who even knows that Peter Parker, Spider-Man, the Avengers, most of them are dead.
Right.
So the question is, Doctor Strange, I don't think technically it's an Avenger.
He was there, but I don't think he was ever part of the team. So I think I think he's like an alternate, like he's like a reserve member, I think.
Right. And you also have Scarlet Witch. Mm-hmm. She was an Avenger. She may know something. I don't know.
What about Vision?
I can't remember Vision's status after the Scarlet Witch WandaVision show.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
I can't remember his status. Fuck, I'm old.
It happens.
No, I could see it because he has the Mind Stone.
Yeah.
I had the Mind Stone and he's a robot, so maybe it didn't hit him.
Right. Because it said every person. So that would theoretically, because he's a construct.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you have potentially Thor.
That's true, because he wasn't on planet. I mean, would that count? Or it'd be reality, right?
Well, I don't know how far did that reach go of that spell. I mean, did it go across multiverse? Did it go across space and time?
Right.
I mean, Captain America was in the past for quite a while.
Yeah.
Is it retroactive back into the old days?
That's true. Could there be a time loop with Cap? That Cap, like, because he was in that time loop with that he was protected from that or something?
That's the question. So the rumor is, apparently a decent source, that there's going to be an Avenger who remembers.
Okay.
Question is going to be
who it is.
Which one?
Interesting. Well, everybody at home, write us, comment if you're watching on YouTube, send us an email at traversingthestars@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. We'll post the best answers.
Yeah. And if you're not watching this episode, you can go to hell too.
Fair enough. I just had to get one of those out, didn't you? All right, so I got two more things here. So one is entertainment news. One is just some nonsense that I feel like I have to drop. So,
Of course.
That's what we do. All right, so we're getting a Weird Al biopic. Let's just start there.
Okay, that's weird.
I want you to guess who's been cast to play Weird Al. I'll give you a hint. Harry Potter.
Well, I know Severus Snape guy is dead. Alan Rickman can't be him.
Can't be him. It's not him.
Rupert Grint.
Mm-mm.
Let's see. It can't be that old lady. I don't know. That'd be kind of a weird.
I mean, it is Weird Al. Daniel Radcliffe.
Really? I don't know if I see it.
I said the same thing, but my wife pointed out that, like, it could, he's in real life, he's a little bit of a weird dude in a good way. So it could actually work.
So how old is Weird Al supposed to be in this?
I'm not sure. But, you know, like the way they did, like, do you remember, again, the 90s? You remember Howard Stern, Private Parts? Did you ever see that one?
Oh.
Damn. First of all, you need to see that one. They did, like, some shit where basically, like, they had him where he was, like, playing a younger version of himself. And they even mentioned, like, yeah, I know I look older than I should, but whatever, you know. So, like, they kind of, like, made fun of the whole thing, like, broke fourth wall with it. They could totally do that.
I mean, Weird Al, someone worth talking about. I don't know who I would even have, but Daniel Radcliffe, sure. I mean, the guy can act. I mean,
yeah,
it's kind of in that, I'd say the realm of Robert Pattinson, where you figured out he could act over time and you realize, you know, this guy really is better than you thought he, you know, was just from seeing his early work.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it could work. I mean, he can act.
And that's, how it comes out. I'm interested to see how they pull it off. I feel like it could be a really good, it has potential to have some good legs before it, you know what I mean?
As long as Weird Al does that song from Transformers, the animated movie, Dare to Be Stupid, I'm fine with it. If they
I still like the Jerry Springer song from that one. It's been 1 week since we got to see cheating lovers and cousins at Mary.
I mean, there's a lot of Weird Al is a treasure.
Everybody loves Weird Al. Weird Al is awesome.
Yes.
So I look forward to that. We shall see. Time will tell on that one.
Okay.
All right. So I got one last bit of info. It's not even entertainment related, but I thought it was noteworthy and worthy for the show. So apparently one of Jupiter's moons, they're tracking an FM signal.
Really?
Yeah. one of the satellites that got flying by or whatever. I'm not sure if it's Cassini. I think Cassini's way past there. I don't even know which one it is. Might even be James Webb. I don't know which one it is, but I'm not a fucking scientist either, so I don't know. But apparently they're tracking an FM signal from there, and all I can think about is fucking Alien.
What moon could possibly have life that has FM? I mean, we've seen them all.
Well, we've seen them, but like there's also been a lot of theories too. I think like one of Jupiter's, the one with the ice, like the one that's really icy, they think it has an ocean underneath it, and they think there might be like sea life underneath there. I'm not sure if it's the same one, but there's a couple moons like the Jupiter and I think Saturn have that they've said are potential for some kind of life.
And might not be like modern rock on FM.
Well, I mean, dude, how cool would that be, dude? Like, you just like fucking show up to like one of Jupiter's moons and they're playing Zeppelin or something.
That'd be pretty cool.
Like, dude, these aliens are fucking cool. That's how they'd get me. That's how they'd get me, dude. They'd be playing some rock and roll. I would land and they get a fucking face hugger on me, because that's all I can fucking think about. All I can think about is like Elon Musk, you know, just like, we sat down on company orders to get this thing. Like, that's all I can think about. So like, it got me, like when I read that, it literally put me into like an alien spiral, and I felt like I rewatched Aliens again. I read one of the Alien books, like you know, on audiobook, like fuck.
I'm sure
we're gonna fuck with it.
It'd be interesting. I'd like to see what happens. I mean, I think we should have gone to one of these moons a lot sooner than we did.
Yeah. Well, we might be doing that sooner than later now with this going on. So
that sounds very exciting.
So many movies that just say why this is a bad idea.
Yeah. And by the way, James Webb telescope is still about 4 months before we get photographs from James Webb.
So it's not that one then. It's definitely, it's gotta be a different one.
Can't be James Webb, because at the moment, it's still completely opening itself up and doing all that other shit.
I love it. I can't wait. Functioning. I can't wait to see what we get with that. Also, there's apparently a time traveler that traveled back to, like, you know, our time, and is saying that aliens are going to be revealed in August of this year. So at that point, let's get him on the show.
Hey, if he's right, of course, if he is right and he's a time traveler, we already know if he would have been on the show or not.
That's true.
So he should tell us if he's on the show.
That's true. You know what? Let's find that guy. Let's get him on here and let's just let's see how that goes. So
I think he should reach out to us, because I mean, he knows in the future we're really quite well known.
Exactly. So yeah, you know, like, dude, you know about us. Like, we're like the biggest podcast out there.
In the future, I'm telling you, in the future.
That's right. I love it. Well, everybody at home, if you could help us get to that point, we are early now, so help us get to that point. Leave us a review if you like what you're hearing. Check us out on Twitter, Instagram, all of the above at Traversing the Stars. Check me out personally if you like what you're hearing. I'm doing some weird nonsense on TikTok, having some fun with that. I'm at Dudist Weirdo. Jeff, where can they find you at?
Well.
Oh, Jesus. He's going to do it again.
Okay. I'll keep it simple.
Okay.
Find me.
Ooh. Okay. That's okay. It. All right. Find him. So yeah, if you
or
want
go to hell.
Or go to hell. Wow. Like, this is just like the most brutal we've seen Jeff in the entire span of the show so far. So I love it. All right. Awesome. Well, everybody have a good evening and travel with us.
Indeed.